The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hello and welcome to Learn English Vocabulary. My name is Jack, and I'm making this podcast for you to learn or revise English vocabulary. These podcasts are graded from A2, which is around lower intermediate, all the way to C2, which is advanced. I hope you find these podcasts useful. If you do, please leave me a rating and a review, as this will help other learners find these podcasts. Today, I'm going to talk about performing arts, and the vocabulary will be suitable for B2 or upper intermediate learners. The performing arts include all the live events that you might see on a stage or in a cinema. Like many industries, the arts and entertainment industries have been hit hard by the COVID-19 pandemic, with most theatres, venues and cinemas closing. However, I think that it's a good time to talk about performing arts, so we can say how much we miss these events and what we're looking forward to doing when the pandemic is over, hopefully soon. I'll start with the phrase performing arts. It's easy to understand by talking about the sorts of arts that are included, but the verb perform is also good to understand. At its most basic, it means to do an act. You can perform a task on the computer, or perform a manoeuvre in your car as part of a driving test. You can perform duties in your job, although this sounds a bit formal and old-fashioned and more suited to talking about the police or the military. In the arts, you can perform music, or you can perform on stage. And it means to do something to entertain people. It usually means singing or dancing, acting or playing music. So, the performing arts are the arts that involve these sorts of entertainment. Music is my favourite of the performing arts, so I'll start with some vocabulary related to music. You can see a performance, where you can listen to music, at a concert. A concert is a performance by one or a group of musicians. You can see a classical concert in a concert hall. Around Christmas, schools and church groups often organise carol concerts that are performances of Christmas songs. You can see a pop or rock concert at a large venue. A venue is another word for the place you see a performance. Sometimes venues are built with a stage for performances, like theatres or concert halls, and sometimes a pub or alternative building can be a venue for an event. Anywhere that hosts an event is a venue. Pop and rock concerts are performances of pop and rock music at large venues. Smaller performances in pubs and smaller venues are called gigs. The word gig is informal. It's cooler than concert or show. Bands often like the thought of gigging, as smaller venues are more intimate and are better for fans, so you might hear about bands playing gigs at larger venues, but when I think of a gig, I think it means a smaller venue. Another way of saying that a band performed a concert is to say a band played a venue. You might hear someone say, "I saw the Stones play the Albert Hall." I think this is especially true of jazz musicians. It would feel a bit weird to say, "I went to a Christian Scott concert." You're more likely to hear someone ask, "Did you see Christian Scott playing at Ronnie Scott's?" You can also go to see music played at a music festival. At a festival, an individual performance is a set. You might hear someone ask, "Did you see Stormzy's set at Glastonbury?" Another musical performing art is opera. I don't like opera. I think I would like to like opera. The performances always look intense and the performers work so hard. However, I just don't like how it sounds. I won't let my dislike hold you back. So, opera has singers and stars. Opera, like theatre, has companies of performers and technicians that put on performances. If you go to see an opera in a special opera theatre, it's called an opera house, like Sydney Opera House, one of the most famous buildings in the world. People who love opera and who know lots about it are called opera buffs. A buff is someone who knows a lot about a topic, but it's usually used in relation to performing arts. So you can be a film buff if you know a lot about films. Cinema is another performing art. When we talk about film as an art form, we normally say cinema. So you can have commercial cinema, and you can have independent cinema, and art or art house cinema. If you are a film buff, you will probably know about movements in cinema, like modernism and realism. You may be a big fan of avant-garde cinema. The cinema is, of course, the place you go to see films projected on a big screen. I used to live near an IMAX cinema, which is a massive screen that takes special large format film prints and has loads of really loud speakers. I loved going to the cinema, but haven't been for a long time now. A similar performing art is theatre. This is like cinema, but the performance is live. That is, you go to see a performance of actors on a stage. The last theatre I went to was the Royal Shakespeare Company in Stratford-upon-Avon. If you go to see a play, you can say that you went to see a production of the play. So you might go to see a production of Romeo and Juliet. I went to see a production of The Taming of the Shrew. There's one more performing art that I've missed, and that's dance. You see, my experience with dance has generally been in nightclubs and has not been much of a performance or especially artistic. That's not what I'm talking about. Dance as a performing art is dance on a stage that you'd go to see in a theatre. The most famous form of dance as a performing art is ballet. I've never been to see a ballet and have only seen ballet dancers in films, but it looks quite athletic and good fun. One strange thing to remember when talking about performing arts is that we use the definite article, when talking about going to see a performance. Would you like to come to the theatre or the opera next week? I have never been to the ballet. I can't wait to be able to go to the cinema. We don't really use the for music performances. Okay, so there you have loads of vocabulary related to performing arts. I hope you all get to go out to the cinema or theatre or to a gig, concert or the ballet very soon. If you have enjoyed this podcast, please leave me a comment or a review, and don't forget that you can read the transcript for this podcast and complete some language activities on learnenglishvocabulary.co.uk. Thanks for listening.
C'est
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful, fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99 cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.